I've been here 3 years and it's been a bit of everything. So if we can finish it how we all hope we can finish it, it'll be unbelievable.
There's something about this club, isn't it? I think people are still kind of pinching themselves that you're in the position that you're in, but there's only one game left, so you must be there for a reason.
It was obviously we started off pretty well in the season and we were in and around the playoffs and trying to get into those playoffs. And then obviously the target was to get into the top three. And I think people deep down, even though they were acknowledging what we were doing, deep down they were thinking we were going to fade away and because we're a little old Accrington, not quite make it. But with a game to go, we're second in league, so it proves everyone wrong.
You're on this run of unbeaten games, 11, I think it is now. Is that something that helps you going into this final game to feel like you're there for a reason and you're in good form?
A little bit, but I think runs and previous results, they just go out all out the window, to be honest. The last few games, they've literally just been that one game at a time, because if we hadn't won on Saturday, we would have been in a completely different position. So you just have to focus on that one result, get it, and then concentrate on the next game. But if we get this one, there's no more games, so we'll be happy.
It seems to have changed a little bit. There was lots of celebrating a few games ago. Hartlepool, I remember, for example, there was big celebrations at the full-time whistle. Last couple of victories, though, it seemed to me more like relief. Would that be fair to say?
Well, especially Saturday, because obviously, kind of knowing what was going on in the other games at half time and stuff like that, I said to Mark Hughes, I said, "You've become my favourite human being," because the importance of that goal, it was unbelievable. So when we come in on Tuesday, I said to a few of the lads, this atmosphere could have been so different if we were sitting in fourth place. But luckily, we got the win, and now we've just got one game to go. And I got trust in everyone that we're going to do it.
It's in your own hands. Is that, obviously it's a good thing because if you win, you're up, but does that add pressure to get that result?
I don't think so. I think we've had pressure on us all season. The gaffer's been putting pressure on us since the first game, because that's what he wanted, and he genuinely believed that we could achieve promotion. I think at the beginning we were believing, but not fully believing with him. But to be fair to him and his staff, that they kept reiterating it to us: "We want promotion. We want promotion. You're a good team. Keep going." And now we've seen our reward, so we just got to do the job.
I suppose as Wigan proved at the weekend, Stevenage aren't just going to come here and go have the 3 points. It's going to be a real old fight, this, isn't it?
Yeah, nobody in this league rolls over, whatever the circumstances, but we've just got to focus on us, really. Stevenage obviously going to come here, they'll probably have it in their head that they want to ruin the party, but it's down to us to put an imprint on them early doors in the game and show them that we're not here to mess around.
3 years at the club, did you ever think you'd hear me say the words Accrington Stanley sold out?
No, if I'm being honest, no, but it's a bit of both. If we do well, the fans get behind us, and then sometimes we need the fans to get us going. But now it looked like it's all coming together nicely for Saturday. So now it's down to us to leave, make everyone leave happy.